The outcome was not really in doubt, but even so, the debate was illuminating. In a rare move, perhaps showing the importance the White House gives to the issue, Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the Senate as it debated whether to move forward with a debate on the For the People Act.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
The issue on the floor was a motion to bring the Elections and Voting Rights Bill up for debate and action. That motion needed 60 votes to pass in the narrowly divided Senate. Moments after the vote, Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer described what had happened.
Every single Senate Republican just voted against starting debate on legislation to protect Americans' voting rights. Once again, the Senate Republican minority has launched a partisan blockade of a pressing issue here in the United States Senate, an issue no less fundamental than the right to vote.
Democrats stood together to support action on the bill, including conservative West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, whose support had been in doubt. But the Republican caucus, too, stood together, denying the supermajority needed to move forward, as Schumer observed.
Once again, Senate Republicans have signed their names in the ledger of history alongside Donald Trump, the big lie, and voter suppression, to their enduring disgrace. This vote, I'm ashamed to say, is further evidence that voter suppression has become part of the official platform of the Republican Party.
The Voting Rights Bill would have enacted a number of reforms, including requirements that states allow same-day voter registration and automatic registration, along with bars on state voter ID laws and limits on early voting and mail-in voting. It would also have required independent redistricting commissions in each state to prevent gerrymandering. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says she supports voting rights and supports the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, but not the For the People Act.
The bill that we have in front of us is not so much about voting rights as it is a federal takeover of the election system, and a partisan federal takeover of the election system. The way the bill is being advertised, that somehow or other we can't count on states to do elections right or fairly, is a premise that I have a problem with.
Republican Roy Blunt of Missouri also blasted the bill, saying the strength of the election system is its diversity.
S1 would force a single partisan view of elections on more than 10,000 voting jurisdictions across the country, taking control away from states, taking control away from local officials, and frankly, they're the closest people to the voters, and instead giving it to people in a faraway national capital.
Democrats say the law is needed because of a wave of Republican state measures that would limit voting access. Maria Cantwell is a Democrat from Washington State. She says the bill would uphold civil rights and liberties.
I feel like there's a little bit of hiding going on this discussion about whether we have a role, that this is somehow left up to the states, which reminds me when Rosa Parks was sitting on a bus, we didn't say it's just up to those individual states, or when people were denied equal accommodations at hotels, we didn't say it was just up to those states. And we certainly didn't say when people used police dogs trying to intimidate women to vote in the 1960s that it was just up to those states. No, we did something about it.
In the end, Republican opposition not only blocked debate, it effectively killed the For the People Act. But Democrats say the fight will continue. Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota told Republican senators her Rules Committee will hold a series of hearings that it will, in her words, take on the road.
This is not the end of the line. This is only the beginning. Because if you have your way, those voters won't just be at the end of the line. They're not going to be able to vote.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.